we will go right back out to Santa Clara, California, and talk with another one of our Patriots Friday regulars, offensive lineman Logan Mankins on the line. Hey, Logan, how are you?
Hey, Dale, how's it going?
You must feel like you moved back home. You spent so much time in California this season.
Yeah, it's been a weird season. I don't think I've been out here this much in probably my whole career.
So did Watson just hand the phone to you? Is that what just happened? And we just hung up with Ben Watson, and here you are calling.
Oh, no, no. I just got out of the shower a few minutes ago.
Yeah, too much.
Ready to go down to meetings.
Too much sharing. Way too much sharing.
I was gonna say, that's a lot. You know what, Logan? That's a lot of information. I don't know if we necessarily need that information. So let's just talk about football.
I just figured you guys would be happy to know that. I don't take showers.
Oh, well, that's good that you do take showers. Is this out of the ordinary for you? Is this the first time this week or something?
Yeah, you seemed awfully proud of this.
I was going to say. But I asked Ben this about what he saw on film from the Raiders, and he mentioned some of the linebackers and the secondary guys. How about you from that defensive line? What do they do? What's the strength of the Raiders? Despite their poor record, I'm sure they have some strengths there.
Oh, yeah. They got immense talent. They have all the guys across the board are talented, and they're big and they're fast. 93 Tommy Kelly, he's a good player. He just got a huge contract this offseason, 61 more. He's got all the physical tools there is. 90, he's a good player, too. He's a big man. He's probably a Snickers bar away from 360, so he's got to be a handful in there. No, they just have a lot of good players, and they make a tough one-on-one matchup for any offensive
but
line.
But just stop. Stop. They give up 4.5 yards a rush. What are you telling me about these guys?
I didn't say they were done winning games. I just said they had a lot of talent.
I mean,
caused problems.
You are Lou Holtz in these guys. You're like Lou Holtz at Notre Dame talking about how tough it's going to beat East Tennessee.
Yeah.
That's what you do, right?
We don't know who's going to show up that day. So.
That's true.
If their A game shows up, it's going to be a really hard day.
Now, how much time did you – do you spend preparing for these guys? I mean, you're rattling off the names and what they do, and you got the guy's contract status. I mean, how much time have you really spent on studying the Raiders?
A lot since Monday. So, and we haven't played them in 4 years. So, we weren't up on them like all the division games we'd been playing. So, we had to sit down and really look at these guys and see who they had playing for them.
You've had, as I mentioned to Ben a few minutes ago, kind of real life has intervened here a little bit this week with the passing of Matt's dad. Has that been any different for the offensive unit here with Matt being away for a day or so, or has it been as much as you can make it, business as usual?
Yeah, it's business as usual. It's a tough situation for Matt, but I think he's handling it very well. So, we had O'Connell play quarterback for us on Wednesday, and he did a good job filling in while Matt was gone. And Matt came back yesterday, and it seemed like he was here the whole time. He was on top of everything already, and he did a great job of practice yesterday. So I think he'll be all right after missing the day. And it's just one of those situations that you hope doesn't happen to someone, but it's going to happen, and he's got to fight through it.
You know what, Logan, when we think about, the final 3 weeks of the season, I'm talking about from where we sit, we're trying to figure out all the playoff scenarios, who has to win, who has to lose for you guys to get in. Is it difficult for you to just focus on the Raiders and that's it without thinking about the help that you guys need to get into the playoffs?
Not so much. We know our main thing is just win. If we win, we'll have a chance. If we lose, we have no chance. So if we win and take care of what we need to take care of, hopefully the rest of the chips will fall into place, and all we can do is control winning our games. And if we don't win ours, then we're going to have an early off season.
You guys have put together as many 10-play drives as any team in the National Football League this year. You had another 14-play drive to ultimately win the game last weekend. How do you guys have the ability to put together these lengthy, stretched-out drives, and then at other times the offense just doesn't look like it's hitting on all cylinders?
Yeah, it's just being consistent. When we have those long drives, we're playing consistent football. All 11 guys are doing what they're supposed to. And then when we come out there and go three and out or get one first down and give the ball back, if we're having breakdowns or someone will have a penalty, that'll kill us. Or we'll have one guy make a mistake one play and then the next play a different guy make a mistake. So on those long drives, it's just everyone doing their job the way they're supposed to. And then when we don't have good drives, it's just a couple guys here and there making mistakes.
You know, Logan, going back to your previous game, if no one told you the records of the teams involved, you would have been shocked that the fans were going 2-10 team, now 2-11. Probably the loudest stadium I've heard all year. Would you agree with that, first of all?
Yeah, it's pretty loud stadium there, especially for being an open stadium. It's right up there with Arrowhead, and I think the loudest I was in was Indianapolis's old dome. So, but it was very loud on Sunday. I think they lead the league in causing false starts on offensive line 30 game or something. So we were really happy about going up there and having no false starts.
That was my
that loud of an environment.
Yeah, that was my next question. Is that, you know, in that environment, you come out of there with no false starts. And I know you guys practice silent counts and all that, but did you give any extra preparation because you're going into Seattle and they have all the reputation, the great reputation with the 12th man and all that?
Yeah, Bill, he made it known that offensive lines were averaging like three a game. I think he said it was three a game. So he put a big emphasis on that to us, and we didn't want to let him down and hurt our team by false starting. So we really tried to buckle down that week and focus in on the snap count.
And we just talked to Ben about the only penalty the offense was called for last week. That was the only one, wasn't it? Ben's celebration penalty, whatever they wanted to call it.
Yeah, I don't even know what he was doing. I don't even celebrate with those guys anymore because every time they score a touchdown, they run around and all it does is make me tired chasing them around. I just go, I get ready for PAT. I'm like, I ain't going to chase you around the stadium trying to high-five you.
You guys come on over here when you're done, and I'll be happy to give you a pat on the back.
That's right. Touchdown celebration, extra work. It shouldn't be that hard, should it?
I'm not as fast as them. I can't catch up to them.
Logan, we appreciate you taking a few minutes. I know it's been your second long trip out to the West Coast. Now that you've had hindsight and 2020 hindsight to look back on, if you had to play four games on the West Coast, was this the way to do it? Two-game trips?
Yeah, I think it's good for us football-wise to be here. It's better for us than flying back and forth and losing the days and all the jet lag and everything, but from a family standpoint, we'd rather go home and be with our families and our wives and kids and be in the normal environment. But as a football player, I think it's better for us to stay out here. So I think this is the way to do it.
Now, does your wife listen to the show every day and just give you a report at the end of the day of what we've said?
No, she hasn't been listening, I don't think, because she hasn't said anything.
Oh, good. Well, or either that or we didn't say anything stupid yet. Or more stupid.
Yeah.
Logan, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Dale. Mike, take it easy.
See you later, Logan.
That is Patriots offensive lineman Logan Mankins.